Sudan's army chief, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, has initiated an investigation into reports of widespread atrocities allegedly committed by his forces following their recapture of Wad Madani, the capital of Jazeera State, from paramilitary rivals. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The move comes amid international outrage over alleged killings of civilians, including foreign nationals, during and after the military's operations in the area. Regional tensions and South Sudan's protest. Neighboring South Sudan has summoned Sudan's ambassador to protest the loss of lives among our innocent citizens. Its foreign ministry cited a comprehensive report from its embassy in Sudan detailing the deaths of South Sudanese non-combatants during the clashes. The Sudanese military has previously accused the Rapid Support Forces, RSF, of enlisting South Sudanese nationals as mercenaries. Retaliatory violence and alleged war crimes. Since April 2023, Sudan has been engulfed in a brutal conflict between the army and the RSF. Wad Madani, strategically located 140 kilometers south of Khartoum, had been under RSF control for nearly a year before falling back into army hands on Saturday. Reports from human rights groups and eyewitness accounts allege that the military rampaged through the region, killing at least 13 people in Camp Tiber, a village 20 kilometers from Wad Madani. Clementine Nkweta Salami, the UN humanitarian chief in Sudan, expressed deep concern over retaliatory attacks on civilians in Jazeera, particularly those targeted based on perceived affiliations or ethnicity. Shocking evidence of violence. Disturbing videos widely circulated on social media have intensified scrutiny. One video shows a man in civilian clothing being thrown off Hantub Bridge into the Blue Nile and shot by a group of men. At least one of the perpetrators wore clothing associated with the Al-Bara bin Malik Brigade, a group fighting alongside the Sudanese army. Another set of videos also shows 30 bodies in civilian clothing lying near a wall northwest of Wad Madani. Satellite imagery corroborates the location as near the site of an ambush where RSF fighters were attacked. The identities of the victims and the circumstances of their deaths remain unclear, as it is common for armed combatants in the conflict not to wear uniforms. Calls for accountability. U.S. Special Envoy for Sudan Tom Perriello called the reports appalling and urged the Sudanese army to ensure accountability for those responsible. Gen Burhan announced the formation of a committee to investigate the alleged killings in Camp Tiber, with a report expected within a week. However, he has not addressed concerns about other alleged atrocities in Jazeera or responded to South Sudan's protest. The Sudanese military acknowledged individual violations in parts of Jazeera and promised to hold those responsible accountable. Both the army and the RSF have been accused of committing atrocities throughout the 20-month-long conflict. Historical context and ongoing violence. The RSF has also faced allegations of retaliatory violence in Jazeera, including attacks following the defection of their commander Abu Akla Kaikal in October. Kaikal played a critical role in the army's successful campaign to retake Wad Madani. As the conflict rages on, both sides continue to face allegations of war crimes, leaving civilians caught in the crossfire. Observers stress the urgent need for independent investigations and a resolution to the humanitarian crisis plaguing Sudan. What's next? With international pressure mounting, Sudan's leadership faces a critical test of its commitment to justice and human rights. Whether the investigation ordered by Gen Burhan will lead to meaningful accountability remains uncertain, as the country remains trapped in a cycle of violence and instability. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.